USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says the producer price index, which is a key indicator of inflation, rose 0.8% last month. Democrats are still hoping to pass a $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says their meetings with the Senate parliamentarian will continue this week to help work out the details regarding the president's bill.
I thank my colleagues, the parliamentarian, and her team for working through this important and difficult process. The president will also continue to have his conversations with our caucus as we hash out the final details of the legislation.
The New York Democrat hoping that the reconciliation process will allow them to pass a measure with the simple majority vote instead of the 60 votes usually needed. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A dire and gruesome report is out on Afghanistan from the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights. Nadia Al-Nashif says so many Afghans are starving and they're going to extremes in order to get food.
People in vulnerable situations, notably women-headed households and children, are being pushed to take desperate measures, including child labor, the marriage of children to ensure their survival, and according to some reports, even the sale of children.
And Afghan's envoy from the former government is accusing the Taliban of committing human rights abuses like targeted killings and enforced disappearances since they've seized control in August. The NFL is mandating coronavirus booster shots for team staff members who work closely with players. More COVID cases have been reported this season than last year, despite the vaccination rate of players being over 94%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing his 2022 budget.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things. When I became governor, we promised we'd tackle environment, we promised we'd be support for education, we promised for infrastructure, we promised to support law enforcement and so many other things, and we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Rogel Aguilera Medeiros is sentenced to 110 years in prison for crashing into multiple vehicles, killing four people and injuring many others while he was driving his semi-truck along Interstate 70 west of Denver back in 2019. Aguilera Medeiros gets emotional as he states his regret for the accident.
This was a terrible accident. I know. I take the responsibility. But it wasn't intentional.
He was found guilty on 27 counts, including vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and reckless driving. He claims his brakes failed and he lost control. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.